You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
In case you thought Lauren Graham was just another star of television in her hit series Gilmore Girls and now Parenthood, or The Stage, where she had a star turn on Broadway as Adelaide in Guys and Dolls, and in films, Bad Santa, among others, well, think again, because she's just become a quadruple threat with the publication of her first novel by Ballantine Books. It's called Someday, Someday, Maybe, and it follows the life of a young actress who's given herself 3 years to make it in New York and has just 6 months left. I'm very pleased that it has given me the opportunity to welcome Lauren Graham to our show today.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
You have two very different epigrams in your book, one from Jean-Paul Sartre, Acting is Happy Agony. I didn't know that even thought about acting.
He could have been not literally referring to the craft of acting, but I loved that quote, and so it made sense to me.
And the other is, I think yourself emerges more clearly over time. That's from Meryl Streep. Do they both suit you equally?
Yes. I mean, they definitely suit the story I was trying to tell, which is about the small steps on the road to achieving a dream rather than the splashier aspects of show business.
But that second quote, mm-hmm. People think of actors as inhabiting, becoming other people, but in a sense that also suggests that you become more yourself in the process.
Well, you never stop questioning who you are and therefore how you would empathize or step into someone else's shoes. So it can be a relentless work of knowing yourself, getting out of your own way, knowing your flaws, knowing your weaknesses, knowing your strengths, and it's so much self-reflection.
So various characters allow you to find yourself.
Well, they definitely expand your worldview if you're smart and allow you to. I think the book is a little bit about how it can unmoor you slightly because you find it easier perhaps to imagine what someone else would do than what you might do.
Of course, this is all about a young actress.
Yes.
Were you thinking, looking back fondly at your early days when you were a struggling actress, when the idea of writing this book came upon you?
It began with thinking of how different I feel now than when I started, and yet how many things are the same. And how much, while I have struggled with confidence in various ways, throughout my life, how much bravery I had then, born perhaps largely out of ignorance, but how bold it was to imagine that I could have this career. You know, there was no show business in my family, and I wasn't emulating anybody famous. I just wanted to be an actor.
Was it as tough for you after 2 years and 4 months of trying all your first person narrator Franny Banks has succeeded in getting as a part in an ad for Ugly Christmas Sweaters?
I had a slightly different path. I went to graduate school, so I was in school for many years, but definitely some of those details are drawn from my own life. I always think my progression as an actor was quite linear. It's as if I worked at a bank or did some normal job. I got a small thing and then a slightly bigger thing and a promotion. And so there are parts of me in that path, but not completely. But it takes a long time sometimes.
Well, you exaggerated, I suspect, when you, for example, the phone messages that Franny returns to, including one where she's asked, just wondering, can you juggle or ice skate? They need an ice skating juggler for a beer ad. Also, do you have a problem with beer?
It's an exaggeration, but it's also a window into the bizarre things you get asked to do. And I remember starting out, everyone thought that if you had some wacky skill on your resume, that would somehow get you in the door. And it was the days of Starlight Express, so roller skating was something to put on your resume if you could do it at all.
My mother's an actress, and her agent called her and said, they just asked for a Fran Lope type. And I told him, I have something even better. I have Fran Lopez herself. So my mother goes to the audition, and there are four other women who look exactly like her, and she didn't get the part.
Well, and that story is in the book, and I had a manager, Buddy Mora, who was my manager for a short time when I first started out, who that is one thing that is literally ripped from my own life, which is he told that story about Ruth Buzzy, about he represented Ruth Buzzy, and he was called for a Ruth Buzzy type, and she didn't get the job.
How did you go about finding Frannie Banks's voice?
There's a lot of me in it, for sure, but I tried to... Because that time was so long ago for me, it was easy to fictionalize. I didn't keep a diary. I wasn't literally going back in time. But I wanted to try to capture, hopefully, a universal story of what it feels like to be new and to have, be making big life decisions for the very first time.
Well, do you think in some ways it's easier for an actor to invent a character, because to some degree that's what you're doing anyway?
Well, I know that it didn't feel too far away to me from the process I already go through, which is imagining what I would do or imagining the world.
But you come up with a backstory often, and then...
Right. The difference is writing it out. And one of the struggles I had was... I would turn these scenes into my editor that were quite dialogue heavy, and she'd say, "We need to, she picks up the glass, she puts it down." And I realized that I was used to filling that in myself. And I was like, "No, everybody will know she picks up the glass and puts it down." And she's like, "No, everyone needs to, be drawn that picture." But I loved having only myself to draw from, while I love the community aspects of being part of a company as an actor. It was also great fun to play all the characters.
And also invent the words. You're not saying something somebody else wrote for you.
Which some days can leave you with a complete empty feeling and blank page. But on other days was very gratifying.
So in this case, you become all the different characters. Mm-hmm. And then that allows you to think about, come up with everybody's backstory and their internal lives.
And one thing that was fascinating to me was how in the act of writing something down, the story would occur. Do you know? I'm sure other writers have it all in their mind.
No, but they all say that.
Really?
Yeah, it's an adventure. They start writing and then the story kind of takes off on its own.
It's an amazing when you have a good day.
Tell you what, that's right.
And
what you're going to do.
Sometimes the characters don't want to do what you thought they were going to do, and it really takes on a life of its own. Those were the days when it was the most exhilarating.
Had you always wanted to write a novel?
I had always been an avid reader. I skipped kindergarten when I was 5 because my father had taught me to read at a very young age. I had always written. My father wanted to write. I had a hand in working on a script, but this was definitely a larger undertaking than I had tried before.
Well, you'd graduated from Barnard with a Bachelor of Arts in English Literature,
right.
So you've thought a bit about writing fiction.
And I definitely had lots of good reading experiences to draw on.
And in your acknowledgments, you thank your father for reading to you every night, as you say, until I thought I was too cool. And you add that this book, not to mention your acting career, is a direct result of all the funny voices you probably got tired of doing.
I think in my own way, my father was a natural actor, and he introduced me to the world of storytelling. There was no more important thing in our house than reading, and an activity we would do together was going to the bookstore, and I was allowed to get a stack as big as I could carry, and that felt like Christmas to me. It wasn't something I was supposed to do. It was something I enjoyed.
My guest is Lauren Graham, best known as an actress, but now the author of a novel called Someday, Someday, Maybe, and it has a very nice blurb from Diane Keaton, somebody you also put in your acknowledgments. Did she help you in any way?
Only by lifting me up in terms of knowing me for a very short time and saying to me, as I mentioned in the acknowledgments, you should write a book. And I don't know why she said that, but the power of those words said by someone I admire so much really did help jumpstart it as a possibility. I thought, why wouldn't I?
Well, most actors, when they're not shooting their television series or making a movie, try to do a little work in the stage. And you've done some of that. Where did you find the downtime for this?
Well, this, I think it's a product of this particular TV series, which is unlike any I've worked on before because the cast is so big. Where Gilmore Girls, I couldn't find a time to jog 2 miles, but on this,
well,
I have...
Well, you were the star of that show. This is more of an ensemble show.
Ensemble, and also just the process, the way we shoot it makes for very sane hours. And so I have these days where I can't go do a play on an off Tuesday, you know, and I really craved a creative project. And I think I just had the space in my mind to do something new. So it started with these anxiety dreams that I've always had. And I thought, it's so funny, these anxiety dreams haven't changed. My career has changed. I have changed. My sense of myself has changed. But I still have the same dream about losing my lines or not knowing what song I'm supposed to be singing. And I started there with... And that dream changed many times, but I started with that as sort of a touchstone in terms of, you know, that time and that person.
So actor anxiety dreams are about those kinds of things rather than the anxiety dreams other people have about showing up for a test in college and not remembering the room they're supposed to go to. Or...
Yeah, it's the same dream, really. There's something unique about being on stage with an audience and... you know, they're counting on you and you can't remember literally what play you're in. In the original anxiety dream in the book, she's in Annie and she can't remember the lyrics to Tomorrow. but it went on. The anxiety dream started taking over the book. My editor thought it should be cut down, so it had to.
What about auditioning? That caused a lot of anxiety. Do you still have to audition?
I do sometimes. And now I would say it's worse than it used to be because I used to audition for everything all the time. Now it's only occasionally, and
because they kind of know what they want you for.
Sometimes you get an offer, and which can have its good and bad points. It means they're offering you something they've probably already seen you do. So if you want to be seen for something that is slightly off brand, if you will, then you have to audition.
Franny, at one point, is asked to try the lines again for fun and to go a little deeper, maybe, which she immediately understands as he wants to make me cry.
Mm-hmm. He wants to see her cry. Yeah. That was a worry for me when I started out. Ironically, now I'm on a show where people complain my character cries too much. But there was a time when just things like that, things like should I sit or stand? Should I do it into the camera or not? Just the baffling world of what's the right way to, you know, as if there is such a thing.
People don't teach you that?
No one teaches classes. You anything. I remember I did a series with Molly Ringwald, and it was her return to her first time in television, and it was a half-hour sitcom, and the audience came in that day, and she said, so do we just do it for them once? And I thought, no one has told her what this process is. It's unbelievable what they don't tell you, what you learn on the job.
But it is different for different shows. Many shows are really performed like a play.
Yes, but you figure it out. You know, there's something in the book, which is an audition she goes on, and she doesn't realize it was meant to be funny. And I can remember having an audition for a show, and I thought it was a science fiction show. No one told me anything. They didn't expect, when you start out, they don't expect you to do well. So I think they give you as little information as they can. And the show was Third Rock from the Sun, which is the John Lithgow comedy. But on the page, it read like Star Trek, you know. And I went in and they laughed anyway. And I thought, oh, well, I accidentally did it right. You know, that's sort of what I was trying to capture in the book.
Of course, you can't play comedy for comedy, can you? You're supposed to play it straight.
Well, I think you're supposed to play it straight, but I do think there's a difference in, you have to know the world of the play and know what world you're in. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't.
Did you think you nailed that audition?
My Third Rock from the Sun audition? No, I thought I was horrible, and then I got the job. So that's...
So there. Your novel has various sheets inserted throughout from Franny's daily planner. You said you didn't really have one, including her signatures, which change day by day. She's trying to figure out who she is.
Yes, and I wanted that in the book as a small kind of 90s reference in terms of, you know, things we most of us don't carry anymore. I used to have, you would have at the end of the year, a visual representation of what had happened, you know, the times you were busy, the times you were not. And I don't have that in my iPhone, you know, and I thought, yes, that was a way to show kind of some days she had time to doodle and some days it's all addresses of places she's going to audition.
And there are drawings of horses.
Yes.
Were horses important to you and when you were growing up?
I was a horseback rider, but again, it's more, if you want to geek out over the date book pages, there is a progression to them and there is a slight maturation process.
When you were on Broadway as Adelaide, what was it like having your old high school friends come by to see the show as well as pals from when you were like Franny struggling in New York?
Is this
like going back to the high school reunion and saying, look at what I've done?
Well, an amazing thing about doing a show in New York is the people who come and that you get to stay in one place and have sort of a this is your life kind of parade. One of my favorite nights in terms of that was when my teacher Wynn Hanman came, who's still teaching here in town. And I was reminded that when I first auditioned for him and ultimately got into his class, which made such a huge difference in my life, I picked a very serious monologue and he said, do it again like she has a terrible cold, and which is, you know, obviously something that Adelaide has. And that was another sort of way I could look back and see, here's my acting teacher now come to see me on Broadway. That was pretty amazing.
In this case, of course, you're not creating the role. Vivian Blaine did it.
No. Some would say I was not. There was a funny thing about doing Guys and Dolls, which I didn't really know about New York in terms of how ferociously people love their favorite, renditions of certain shows and certain parts. I kind of just had to do it. And I knew it wasn't really the right time to revive that show, but I didn't care.
And your agent was kind of upset that you signed on for a year. Would you consider doing another year-long stint in a
Absolutely.
Play?
Absolutely. I just love it. And really, even in a imperfect production or, I learned so much and I love New York and I just love the theater.
Meanwhile, can I assume there'll be another novel?
There will be.
Or short stories?
There's another novel. They've asked me to do a second one. And depending, I guess, on if anybody buys this one, I could see it being somewhat of a companion piece, if not a sequel.
Lauren Graham is an actress best known for her roles in the critically acclaimed series Gilmore Girls and Parenthood. She's also been in Broadway and in films like Bad Santa, Evan Almighty, and Because I Said So. And now she is a published novelist. Someday, Maybe is published by Ballantine Books. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.